This is Nick Cassidy, superintendent for Holland Public Schools.
Well, Nick, there is a lot this year to be thankful for at Holland Public Schools.
I'm thankful for our incredible staff who is so dedicated to our students and will go above and beyond and do anything to make sure that they provide the best educational experience for them. I'm incredibly thankful for this community as they've really stepped up behind Holland Public Schools, and that is a big reason why we were honored with the Inspire Award through the West Coast Chamber this year. And I'm just thankful to be able to serve this community.
Well, Holland Public Schools has been focused on uniting the community around the success of all students. Tell us a little bit more about these community partnerships.
Yeah, the Holland Educational Foundation is one of the first ones that comes to mind. They just celebrated their 40th anniversary with a gala in early November that brought the community around to rally them around our staff and students, and they raised over $100,000 towards programs like classroom grants, field trips, and other experiences and opportunities for our kids. Another one I'm really thankful for is our partnership with Holland the Fire Department, as they've come in and trained our staff on CPR and first aid, and we've been able to name every one of our schools as a heart-safe school for the number of people who are CPR certified. And within just a few weeks of getting that designation, our staff had to put it into action to respond to a medical emergency at our high school. I'm also really thankful for just the positive outpouring of support in our community and sharing our story, which is a big reason why we've been able to grow in enrollment over the last few years. And finally, we've had an increase in the number of mental health services provided to our students and now even to their families, as Midtown Counseling has provided counseling supports for families.
Let's talk a little bit more about growing preschool. What's happening with our youngest learners right now?
Yeah, we've expanded our preschool offerings. Now we have 8 classrooms in the district, but we are also opening up slots for three-year-olds to enter the programs on a sliding scale tuition-based program. And if you need details with that, you can reach out to Patty Beatty at Holland Public Schools for more details.
I see also that Holland Public Schools is making real progress on reaching some long-term goals.
Well, we continue to work through our facility master plan and making sure that every student here has a state-of-the-art facility that they deserve. Holland Heights construction is well underway, and you can drive by and see that. We are in the middle of planning for Holland West, which construction should start this summer. And we're already starting to look at the future needs of the district and what that could look like if we need to go back to the voters again very soon.
We're also working toward improving two-way communication with families and parents.
Over the next few months, we're going to try to engage community in really looking at how we can improve two-way communication with our parents. And we're going to do this through surveys and bringing in parent focus groups to be able to work through this so that we can get parents the information they need, but not overwhelm them with the too many apps or too many messages, making sure that it's the most beneficial for them. But we're also going to be looking at how do we streamline our registration and enrollment process to make sure that it's not too time consuming and it's really easy and user friendly for our parents.
So Nick, when you think about Holland Public Schools, how are we right for you and your family?
Holland Public Schools is right for me because, you know, again, we're a small school with big opportunities. I school of choice, my kids here to take advantage of that and everything that we have to offer, you know, in a diverse setting, caring staff, small schools, big opportunities. And I don't think you can find that anywhere else. And so I'm really happy with the experience that my kids are getting and also know that we're providing a great, great opportunity for everyone else's kids. And I'm really grateful for parents trusting us with the ability to educate their kids.
Thanks, Nick. Now, if you want more information about the things that Nick is talking about today, we invite you to read his quarterly newsletter. It's posted on our website at hollandpublicschools.org.